Hello again, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. In the next hour, we've got Phil's Pick. We'll talk about a band that may have solved the live concerts in a pandemic problem. And we've got news of a young artist that may have just rewritten the playbook for how to get a record deal. And the best rock from all eras on 91.5 WMFO.
Your mother. It is 2:33 on Monday afternoon. I was just calling to see how you were doing. You sounded really uptight last night. It made me a little nervous. It made me nervous, but it sounded like you were nervous too. I just want to make sure you are really okay. And just wanted to see if you were checking in on your medication too. You know I love you, and I'm sorry. Take care, honey. I know you're under a lot of pressure. See ya.
I have to block out thoughts of you so I don't lose my head. They're crawling like a cockroach, leaving babies in my bed. Dropping little reels of tape to remind me that I'm alone. Playing movies in my head that make a porno feel like home. There's a burning in my pride and a nervous bleeding in my brain. An ounce of peace is all I want for you. Will you never call again? And will you never say that you loved me just to put it in my face? And will you never try to reach me? It is I that want to say. Hate me today. That you helped me with. The one thing that always tore us apart is the one thing I won't touch again. In my sick way, I wanna thank you for holding my head up late at night. While I was busy waging wars on myself, you were trying to stop the fight. You never doubted my warped opinions on things like suicidal hate. You made me compliment myself when it was way too hard to take. So I'll drive so fucking far away that I never cross your mind, and do whatever it takes in your heart to leave me behind.
Hate me.
Blue October. From the mid-90s, the song is Hate Me, A song that the lead singer Justin Furstenfeld wrote as a response to the way his drug addiction and depression was damaging his relationship with his girlfriend. And that voicemail message at the beginning was an actual voicemail he received from his mother, in which she was expressing concern for whether he was doing well and taking his medication. Well, this is an unintentionally dark start to our show today. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for listening to Rock of Ages. I'm recording this on Saturday for broadcast on Monday morning, and I learned my lesson last week not to talk about sports or the weather, because both of those things can change. Last week I talked about a Patriots game that actually never happened, so we'll leave those things alone. It looks like the election is still the top news that everyone is thinking about. This week, the Trump campaign received yet another threat of litigation from a musician for use of their music at the rallies. This time it was John Fogerty of CCR, who objected to the use of the song Fortunate Son. And in weeks past, Aerosmith, Elton John, Guns N' Roses, Neil Young, Phil Collins, and the estate of Tom Petty have all moved against the Trump campaign for use of their music. Well, it's time for Phil's pick. Phil from Watertown is a master chef by day, a rock savant when he is not cooking. Here's Phil to tell us about today's pick.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Tailwind by the Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band off their album The Traveler. Kenny Wayne Shepherd is a guitar player based out of Shreveport, Louisiana. He's been on the road on and off for the last 20 years since he was 16 years old. Got his first big break playing with Brian Lee down in New Orleans. I happened to be at that show. It was incredible. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Sometimes I feel like a man in a cannon, about to go hurtling through. Space whiplash fast, soon as the match hits the fuse. Sometimes it seems like I'm making it up, crazy and crazier days, when fiction ain't stranger than the truth. Turn the page, turn the page. Tailwind, hey fellow travelers, keep traveling. Some days I swear that the game must be rigged, jokers up every last sleeve. And if crooked is straight, then what the hell does that make me? Sometimes it feels like I'm juggling fire, trying hard not to get burned. Eyes on the flame, working and waiting my turn. Waiting my turn. Tailwind, hey fellow traveler.
From the 2000 album, All You Can't Leave Behind. That is their 10th studio album, Stuck in a Moment. That song written by guitarist Edge in a Japanese hotel room. The lyrics are by Bono. And they wanted to get more of a gospel type of sound to that song, and I think they succeeded. Stuck in a Moment here on Rock of Ages. Before that, we heard Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Tailwind. That is Phil's pick for this week. Phil from Watertown is my friend, and every week at this time, he gives us his recommendation for some recently released rock music. And that was a good one this week. Well, the name of the show is Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. That includes the classic rock of the 70s, right on through the pop rock from the 2000s and today. One of the most successful bands from the late 90s and early 2000s, with rock royalty in their DNA, is up next.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Wallflowers are one of the most successful bands from the late 90s and early 2000s. They're led, of course, by Jacob Dylan, Bob's son. They've got two Grammys, including Best Rock Song for One Headlight in 1998. This one was released this week in 2000. This is Sleepwalker from The Wallflowers on Rock of Ages.
I am losing my mind, my head's on the floor. the slam of the door.
The band is Zebra from their self-titled 1983 album, and Tell Me What You Want. And I play that as an example of how bands traditionally got record deals. You'd get a following by playing clubs, get a record company to notice, get signed, and then the record company would push your songs to get your songs on the radio. When I was working in radio in suburban New York in the early 1980s, that's exactly what happened with Zebra. They had this huge club following. And then we started playing them on the air, and eventually they got a major label record deal, a video on MTV, the whole bit. Well, today it's much more complicated. Record companies and radio are much less influential. And then there's the story of Lynn Lapid. She is 17 years old. She's been posting cover songs on TikTok for about a year. A music industry producer contacted her and told her to basically sell out if she wants to be popular, meaning put out stuff just to get popular, even if you hate it. Well, she was really turned off to that interaction, and so she wrote a scathing song called Producer Man. She unveiled it on TikTok a cappella, using only her thumping fists and snapping fingers as instruments. Just the first verse was viewed on TikTok 50 million times. Well, that got the attention of a producer who was more to her liking, and she signed a deal with Republic Records. And she has since recorded and released Producer Man, and she has the distinction of having broken into the music business by blasting its practices. Possibly the first artist to use TikTok to get a record deal. This is Lynn Lapid and Producer Man, WMFO.
She was only 17 when producer man came offering that all her dreams would come true. He said, come here, sweetie, I can make you a star. I just wanna see you flourish and I'll know you make it far. What she couldn't see was he was in it for the money. Got the girl to move to LA. Got the paperwork so she could sign her life away. And it was in his plan to work until he got his pay. And he said, sign right here, and sign she did. He knew that she was too young to know what she wanted. And now she's in the hands of good old producer man. Knew his way to get the girl to listen. Made her into someone she isn't. Gotta listen well, only matters how you'll sell. She thought was fake on the money. It's real, it was too late now. Caught herself with no way out. Trust in producer men.
That's Robert Plant, solo away from Led Zeppelin in Big Log. And before that, producer man from Lynn Lapid, and I hope I am pronouncing her name right. It's L-A-P-I-D, could be Lapid, but possibly ushering in a new way to be discovered with 50 million listeners on TikTok, and she parlayed that into a record deal and a song that she basically puts down the record industry. So good for her. This is Ron LaRusso with you. Thank you for joining me this morning on Rock of Ages. Elvis Costello has a new album coming out on October 30th. It's called Hey Clock Face. The first song from that LP is called Newspaper Pain. We'll play it now on Rock of Ages, WMFO.
At the pictures on a newspaper pane that was taped to the window to keep out the wind, to keep out the rain, to keep out the nonsense and block out the needing, to keep up her spirits with improving reading. But the ink from the columns dissolved down into the stain, the bare wood floor that extended to the dawn. Pictures of bright futures somehow ignored. How they offered her fine roof she could never afford. Tempting out savings she didn't have or could never risk. Out of fashionable kindness, it was grotesque. The bows with their fiddles played the rascals' release. We toasted to valor and wished there were peace. 6 months later in a newspaper margin, they were all cut down in a cavalry charge. A weeping Miss Imogen said to her priest, I gave him my virtue, it was the least I could leave him on the eve. Departure, though I will long for him now and hereafter. And the child I'll be raising may have his blue eyes. What if he grows up and dies on some distant, unnameable hillside or field? King and a concubine put a mark on this shield. Thomas tomorrow, Thomas no more. Father and sunshine beyond and before. William who brought his drum home from the war to beat it for young lads whose days didn't even add up to a score. That child bride and her ideal bouquet. Boys pick up a rifle, that's too much to pay. Count out her teardrops, wipe them away.
Oh.
Those are the Counting Crows, and a song that is likely to drive English teachers crazy everywhere. She Don't Want Nobody Near, with those double negatives. And also Newspaper Pain, new from Elvis Costello. The album will come out on October 30th, and we're looking forward to that here on Rock of Ages. You know, bands everywhere are struggling with how to perform live in the middle of the pandemic. Most are not even touring, they're just going to sit it out. Others have tried drive-ins, performing on stage while the audience waits in their cars. Some have streamed their shows online. Well, a band called The Flaming Lips tried something new, which is getting a lot of attention. At a concert last week in Oklahoma City, they and their audiences were encased in individual plastic bubbles. I wish I could show you the picture. It looks like they're in these giant hamster balls. They've done it before. They're even thinking about expanding to 2- and 3-person hamster balls. So who knows? Who knows? Maybe that's the way. I'm guessing that we're going to prefer the traditional way of seeing concerts. One of my favorite live performances on an album is this one from Santana. It's Europa Live on Rock of Ages.
Thank you.
Well, we're getting toward the end of the show, and we're ending with a lot of guitar. Motley Crue, Time for Change, and Santana before that with Europa Live. On WMFO, Ron LaRussa here with you for just a couple more minutes. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Shukri Wright, host of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Catch me every Saturday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on WMFO, TuneIn Radio app, and streaming globally on WMFO.org as I talk about the latest happenings in Boston sports and as well as across the sports landscape in general. You can catch the show on demand as well on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
Well, that's all for today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. This is Ron LaRussa. Join me again next Monday morning at 8 o'clock for Rock of Ages, where we play the best rock from all eras. Till then, have a great week, good weekend, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.